Can you tell me, like, the main furniture that you'd find in the living room?
Well, and I don't know about the old days. Now you have generally have a big sofa, a couple of big comfortable chairs, some coffee tables, or a coffee table and some side tables, lamp tables, lamps. I guess they'd be the main furniture.
Mm-hmm. Is there, would you call a sofa anything else, or under you?
Couch.
Are they the same things?
Uh-huh. I would call them the same thing. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there's a smaller one that you call a love seat. The two, generally for two people. Mm-hmm. But I don't know any of them, do you?
And, see, did the living room used to be kept just, you know, for special uses, or was it for, did everybody go in?
Well, a great many people had a, they didn't call it, they called it the parlor. And that was for special occasions and special company. Mm-hmm. And then they generally had a sitting room that the family used most of the time. But not anymore these days, I don't think they have. Well, they do have recreation rooms now, family rooms. Mm-hmm. It may be going back to the old days now. Yeah, form a living room and then have a family room where you can have your TV and whatnot.
What about furniture in a bedroom?
Well, so you have a bed, a dresser, a chest of drawers as a rule, sometimes a vanity and bench, seat.
What's the difference between, say, a dresser and a vanity?
Well, a dresser would have drawers in it and a mirror over it. You couldn't sit down in front of it. I have one of those in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. We don't have a vanity in there at all. Like we have this one here. Mm-hmm. I have a dresser with about five drawers in it, and then we have a chest with smaller drawers in this, more of them. Beds and lamp tables and lamps.
Where would you take your cow and your horse to eat? And did you have like a special place where you kept them? Or did you just let them, you know, roam?
No, we just, the cow, we generally kept just around the yard. Sometimes we'd have to put a rope on her so she wouldn't get to the fruit trees, because cows will eat citrus fruit. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And over on the other side of the island, we had a grapefruit grove, and they brought some cattle down from up north somewhere one year when they didn't have good pasturage up there, and brought them out and turned them loose out there on the island, and they got into that grapefruit grove, and just as high up as they could reach, they cleaned all the fruit off of it. His uncle had them on his farm up in mm-hmm. Georgia. We didn't ever have any.
Okay, where were they kept?
Well, I suppose they had a pig pen or a sty. I think they probably kept them closed up. I don't know about that. That was before my time up there.
And did you have a special name for like the top part of the barn?
Hayloft.
Did you call it anything else?
No, I never heard it called anything else, I don't think.